SJC2S, Part 2. Number 25B.
And he says always in a truth tone, think big, think big. And when we get this strong tone, as they said, of as the Christ is the Christ, that truth law operating as truth is truth is truth, it demands us to think big, think holistically in the world today, and see that the only healing power going on is that Christ truth, that Christ coming to the universe, including man, overcoming every false belief within consciousness and bringing it back to the truth. The Christ is doing it. It's doing it in spite of medicine, in spite of medicine giving these physical drugs or mental drugs. However, the world in their false materia medica is drugging mankind. The Christ is the healer, and it's the only healer. And she says, how can we restrict all the beliefs of mortal mind? The problems are mortal mind and its beliefs. We can't put a law on every belief and practice in the land. That is just impossible. That we ultimately have to see that the real healer is that mind of Christ, that Christ operation that is going on within being. It's coming to the universe, including man, and overturning everything in the universe that isn't like that Christ. And that we have the right as man here to turn to any form of practice we want that is not under the laws of the land. The healing process is ultimately under the law of the Christ. It is that which is healing the world, and it certainly isn't the medical field, that we cannot be forced, she shows, to go to the restriction of medical practice, to have to go to a physical doctor or a mental doctor. Those restrictions aren't honest, because we have that consciousness to see the higher methods of practice. Therefore, we have the right as Christian Scientists to stick up according to the Constitution of Bill of Rights, that we have those rights as the Constitution gives us, of which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of any form of practice we want. So you see, if the claim today against Christian Science and the Church is that against limiting practice within the Church family, that they would have the right to stick up for Christian Science, even just on the basis of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. It's their right to have any type of practices they want and we want, and that the laws are not within that jurisdiction to control it, because we're only under the healing power of the Christ. It's wonderful and it's big, and when we catch the tone of it, we love it, because we see, yes, of course, it's only that truth is truth is truth. It ultimately is the only truth that will heal mankind, and it cannot be restricted in any way. And then she goes on at truth is love, and says, well, anyhow, that mind of Christ, you know, that one you had there was just fine. She shows then that mind of Christ, which is the only remedy truth as love, always then says, well, mind alone is that which cures. It's the only drug. Nothing else cures. And so she shows, therefore, that the harmony is in the divine mind, that all, and brings in that sense of divine science, the harmony of the divine mind, showing that mind, which is the truth, which is that mind of Christ, which is the only remedy, truth, the big truth, the mind of Christ as truth, which is the only remedy, anyhow operates as love. It's that all-saving mind, because it operates in the realm of the all in all. And therefore, against such a consciousness filled with the allness of God in its ideas, against such a consciousness there is no law. It's the allness of mind and the nothingness of beliefs. And then we come now to the last tone of truth as love, with the abstraction. And there we will see that I've just abstracted now that whole tone of truth as love, as Max's presented it in the epitomes and also as found in the textbook. So with the epitome Max gives us there at Truth is Love, he says, therefore, truth brings full salvation. We hear the tone of love, don't we? Always the all in nothing. So truth brings full salvation from sin, sickness, and death. Materia medica certainly is not. It's no savior. And so therefore, with this last tone, we will go through it in a general way. She says, therefore, that mind of Christ, which is the only remedy, we see now as love brings full salvation. And she shows, therefore, that mind of Christ, which is bringing full salvation, love, that mind of Christ operates as love, as the sciences were operating on a principle, love, we saw, as theology was a consciousness of the living principle, love, so the true remedy is a consciousness of the living principle, love. It's that mind which bases itself on those impersonal laws of the Christ, which are love, which heal all situations. And so therefore that mind which is Christ, which is love, it shows as mind alone governs the body in every instance. Materia medica does not, she shows. And that mind which is Christ, which is love, it brings full salvation, because that mind as spirit is the all in all. It cannot be divided. Spirit doesn't let that mind be divided. Its logic cannot let it be divided. That mind is the only remedy. So that mind of Christ operating as love, as spirit, cannot be divided. It's the all in all. It exists without the conditions of matter. And we have that one valued logic of spirit coming into the tone of truth is love. And then she shows then that mind of Christ as love, which as mind governs in every instance, and as spirit cannot be divided, it's always the all in all. And therefore, as soul, it is alone working out the rules of science. It's based on those laws, orders, and rules of science, which are practical. And then she'll show that mind of Christ, which is love, which brings full salvation as mind in every instance, and as spirit cannot be divided, and which is working on the rules of science. Therefore, she shows then that as principle, that mind brings full understanding of the divine principle. Here we get now the full understanding of the principle and its laws. We get the full understanding of God, which heals all classification of disease. So that mind of Christ, which is truth, which is love, which alone governs every instance, which cannot be divided into its opposite as spirit, which is based only on rules, then therefore that mind has full understanding because it's based on the divine principle. And that principle is God. There naturally it has full understanding because that mind that heals, which is love, which is the all in all, which works only according to rules, it has full understanding because it's based on the full divine principle, love, and heals all classifications of disease. And then we see, as we follow the logic along and just keep building up the tone, that mind of Christ, which is love, that mind of Christ, which is love as mind, which governs every instant, and as spirit cannot be divided, and as soul is based on the rules of science, therefore as principle, because it's based on a divine principle, has full understanding and heals all classification of disease, then that mind of Christ as love, as life, brings full solution to mankind's inward life. It where materia medica actually postpones the solution to our individual life problem of mankind, that mind which is God as life brings a full solution to our individual life, to our individual inward life. And that mind of Christ is love, therefore as truth, is the only remedy going on, the only full remedy going on. Therefore, Materia Medica, she shows there, has no truth in it at all, none whatsoever. And finally, she shows then that that mind which is Christ, which is love, that mind which is Christ, which brings the full salvation from sin, sickness, and death, that that mind of Christ, which is love, therefore, as mind, which is governing in every instance, which as spirit cannot be divided, which as soul, because it's based on the rules of science, it has full understanding of the divine principle, and that therefore heals all classification of disease. It has that love tone of principle to heal every classification. Therefore, as life brings the full solution to mankind, and that mind which is love as truth is the only full remedy. There is no other remedy. Therefore, that mind as love is love. It is the all-saving science. There is no other remedy than that which is based on the mind which is Christ, which is love is love. As you see how the whole chapter ends in saying that this truth remedy which I've given you based on the mind of Christ is that mind of Christ which is work in divine science, according to a divine principle love, according to a science as we saw in the first part of the chapter, which is based on the divine principle love and the theology, which is the living consciousness of that divine principle love. Now she shows that that medicine is also a mind of Christ, which is based on a divine principle, on the laws of that principle. And because that principle operates impersonally, it handles all classification. It brings the full solution to mankind as the only remedy. Therefore, it's the all-saving science based on a mind of Christ, based on the divine principle love, which is the state of divine science. And against such a consciousness, no error can enter in. Against such a consciousness, there is no accuser. So that, therefore, brings us to the end of this chapter. And I think we can sit back in at the awe, really, of the power, really, behind this chapter. The power of the Christ is the Christ in operation. We see, therefore, that this truth volume, at the point of science, theology, and medicine, we see why she probably wanted to put it first. Because we see that it really is epitomizing the Christ-saving science behind the textbook. Anytime we get the sense that this is truth's volume, operating as the truth, operating as the Christ of the Christ, I can see her feeling of wanting to put it at the cornerstone, perhaps the beginning of the textbook, to say, yes, that it is that truth consciousness now that gives us the divine philosophy, that gives us that holistic philosophy, that holistic consciousness, that worldview, that truth consciousness which is based on science and understanding. And so therefore she showed us in the first part how that truth consciousness is now based on science, which is a divine principle love, which is a saving science. And therefore she showed how that truth consciousness is built on theology, which is based on a principle love, which is a saving science, and how that truth consciousness is built on medicine, which is a principle love, which is a saving medicine. So that whole truth consciousness heals. Where that truth consciousness gives us a divine philosophy now behind science, behind theology, behind medicine. And now she shows if that divine philosophy, if that realm of philosophy, if that field of philosophy, which is based on a truth consciousness, if that can get into the world as the new science, and the new theology, and the new medicine, based on a divine principle love, that new philosophy behind science, behind medicine, behind theology, that becomes the science of all sciences. You see, when that science, when that divine philosophy now puts science on its right standpoint as a spiritual science, and puts theology on its right standpoint of a divine theology and puts medicine on the right standpoint of a divine medicine, then you see that the Christ will take that holistic basis, that divinely holistic science and that divinely holistic theology and the divinely holistic medicine and bring it to the world, bring it to the individual, bring it to the children, bring it to the, that's how it will come. First of all, the basis has to be right. The worldview has to be right. The philosophy behind the science has to be right. The philosophy behind the theology has to be right. The philosophy behind the medicine has to be right. And when it's a divine philosophy, then that will come to the world and have an impact. That's why by understanding this divine philosophy called science, theology, and medicine, if we get the true constituents of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love that is behind science, theology, and medicine, if we understand that new science, theology, and medicine, that understanding is what we need, and you see, that will be the Christ to the world. When we get it ourselves, see, through science and understanding, then that understanding, that consciousness, that understanding of that subject of science, theology, and medicine, that's going to heal the world, isn't it? Because it will overturn the false basis of science, the false basis of theology, and the false basis of medicine, which is the basis of a philosophical viewpoint within world consciousness. So you see how she knew that the truth would heal the world, huh? Once that basis was set within a few platoons, being thoroughly drilled in Christian science, it will change the world. So by our responding yes collectively this week to yes, we will take on the responsibility of science and understanding and learn for ourselves this divine system of reference as presented in the textbook of What is Reality, and dig out through text interpretation what is reality, and then how do I become one with reality. We see that we, in our answering yes collectively to the message of truth's volume, it's going to bring on the yes universally, isn't it? Okay, well, I thank you. It's been a great surprise of life and an adventure of love for me. Thank you very much.